Welcome to Be All You Are, a Midlife Awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill. And after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. As I record this, it is Monday, late morning, September 23rd, and I have my coffee and my water, and I'm sitting at my desk looking out. It is a gray morning here in Toronto, and I think it's going to be quite cloudy and rainy for the next few days, and I'm just embracing it. I feel like it's the perfect time to hunker down and do some deep work and to reflect and to just feel at home. In my home, but also within myself. So that's what I'm taking it as an invitation for. I wanted to share with you something before I get into this week's episode, which is all about stepping into your next era. So this past weekend was my daughter Nova's 8th birthday. And so Saturday was a especially crazy day. I hosted family in the evening and 8 girls for a birthday party during the day. And then, of course, all the last minute running around that goes into creating an experience for 8 8-year-olds. But, you know, I shared in my Sunday note that went out yesterday on Sunday. And if you don't already receive that Sunday note, you can just head down to the show notes, or you can go to allyouare.ca/Sunday-note, and you can sign up to receive those every Sunday morning. But I shared that I don't love hosting events like that. I just find there's too many things to remember, and I feel a lot of pressure to make it beautiful. And I think I have high standards in terms of what it should be like, but yet I don't necessarily want to do all the work that's related to creating that experience. And I know there's some of you listening who are amazing at putting on these experiences and hosting events and hosting parties and gatherings. And I salute you. I feel like what a gift to be able to do that with ease. And it is definitely not something that I do with ease. However, I do it because I'm a mom and I want to create that for my daughter. And so, you know, it all came together as it always does. But I think what I had to really pause and remind myself of was that, yes, I want to celebrate this day in a way that she will appreciate and I want the party. But I also wanted to just pause for a moment and really take in what this day means, my daughter's 8th birthday. And what I shared in my Sunday note and also on Instagram, if we're not connected there, is that all through my 30s, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that my husband was sick all through our 30s and he passed away when we were both 38. And through those years, I really longed to be a mother. I wanted to be a mother so much. And many of my friends around me were becoming mothers, some easily, some not so easily, but it was happening around me, and yet it wasn't a possibility for me and for my husband. And then he passed away, and I really wondered whether it was in the cards for me, right? At least in the traditional way, was it in the cards for me. So when I had my daughter Nova at age 40, it truly felt like a miracle and this incredible, magical gift. And she is that. She is magical and she is a gift. And not just to me, she's a gift, I truly believe, to the universe. And she's certainly a gift to everyone who comes in contact with her. So yes, it was a busy, crazy day and a lot of logistics, but I really wanted to take in the meaning of it all, right? The meaning of her presence in my life and my role as her mother and what it means to show her how to live and how to embrace this journey that each of us is on. And yes, you know, in her earlier years, I used to say she was my sidekick. And then I said, I would joke that soon I was going to become her sidekick. And we're getting pretty close to that, I think, now that I'm the sidekick. But, you know, I know that she will have her own journey. She is an independent soul on this planet. She's chosen to be here to go on her own unique journey. And I'm here as a guide. And so what does it mean to be a guide? A guide doesn't just teach. A guide doesn't just tell. A guide shows you the way. And I take that so seriously. And it's almost as if her coming into my world was a part of my soul's journey. Because based on my past experience, the way that I appreciate being a mother is really at another level. It's not just me playing the role of mother, but it's playing the role of guide, of helping Nova to be the fullest expression of who she is, of helping her understand her deep connection to this world, that we are a part of it, not separate from it, the access to the powers of the universe, that she has access to that. I need to teach her that, and I need to show her that. So how do I show her? I show her through my own being. I show her through, yes, the words that I say, but I show her through the things that I do, through my presence, through the way I show up, through the way I lead, through the way I respond, through the way I create, through the way I believe. That is how I show her. And I take that really seriously. And so for those of you who are listening who are mothers or mother figures, which I know so many of you are, I want you to really think about this, right? Like, we can't be pouring into our kids, telling them they can do anything, they can be anything, if we don't believe that ourselves. So just understand that if you don't believe that for yourself, you're passing that belief on to your kids. The only way you can truly pass on to your children that they can always find a way to take care of themselves, that they can always help and support others, that they can create whatever it is that their soul desires, you need to believe that for yourself. I want that to sink in. And it really leads me perfectly into what I want to talk to you today, which is about stepping into your next era. It's time. It's time that we take a moment to look at our next 10 years. You know, I think I shared in a recent episode that we overestimate what we can do in a year and we underestimate what we can do in 10. And because we underestimate what we can do in 10, we tend to waste a lot of time in those, you know, single years. We don't necessarily see a lot of progress in a single year, but if we stack 10 years together with continuously making that progress, continuously being committed to our dreams and to the vision that we have for ourselves, in 10 years, our life can look completely different. And I can say that from my own experience. This fall, 10 years ago, my husband, Amik, passed away. And where my life was then, who I was then, what life looked like then, it's like night and day compared to where I am today. The work that I'm doing, the people in my life, the way that I feel about myself, the child that has shown up as a gift in my life. It's just like night and day. And so knowing that, looking back and knowing that I intentionally set out to create the life that I wanted, I got clear. I wrote it down. I said it out loud. I asked for help. I took the steps. I moved through the fear. And now I am where I am. So when I take that knowing and apply it to my next 10 years, oh my gosh, it's going to be exponential from the growth of the last 10 years. How powerful is that? And that's what I want to invite you to do. It's time to think about your next era. And so in honor of that, next week on Monday, September 30th at noon Eastern, I am kicking off a free 3-day masterclass. And this is for women who are ready to unlock the more inside of them. Now, one of the things that has come up when through the hundreds of conversations I've had with women over the last 5-10 years is, I know there is more inside of me. Do you know how many times I've heard that? I actually have a voice recording from one of my clients who sent me a DM, and she said, Kaina, I just have this feeling that there's more inside of me. And that feeling of more being locked up inside of me is what drove me to come and want to work with you, because I needed that support to get it out. That's what this free masterclass is all about. You know you have more inside of you. You know that you're just scratching the surface of your being, of your potential, of what is waiting to be expressed. And I want to create a space for us to do that. So this masterclass, again, begins on Monday, September 30th. If you're ready to sign up right now, scroll down to the show notes and hit the link for your next era, or you can go to allyouare.ca/your-next-era to sign up right now. Let's get it done. But in this masterclass, what we'll be doing is we will, on day one, be shaping a vivid picture of your next era. What is that picture? What does it look like 10 years from now? What is it that you want to have created? And how do you want to live? And how do you want to feel? And who are the people in your life? What do your relationships look like? What kind of work are you doing? Let's start to plan that out. Then we are going to discover actionable steps so you can move into that next level right away. It's all about action, right? Like, I love podcasts and I love books and I love quotes. I'm like the queen of all of those things. But I can tell you, unless you put the book down or turn off the podcast and go make something happen, nothing happens. You need to meet the universe halfway, right? By taking those steps. That's the second thing we're going to do. And then we're also going to be doing some live mentorship and Q&A right there. I'm going to help you think about this for yourself. This masterclass is all about unleashing your most expansive self. And when I say expansive, I'm talking about the version of you that feels the most free, the most powerful, the most unlimited, like you could do anything, like the superhero version of you. That's what I mean when I say expansive self. So in this masterclass, I'm going to be inviting you to begin choosing based on what aligns with you, not what you should do. I am so sick of women, are like us women and our shoulds. I should do this. I should do that. I should show up here. I should be doing this for my kid. I want you to choose based on what aligns with you, not based on any other shoulds. I also want you to reveal your true potential to yourself. This isn't even about anybody else. It's, again, that feeling of the more inside of you. What happens when you start to reveal that even to yourself, what you're made of? It unlocks this level of joy and power within you because you're operating from your most powerful self. The other thing I'm going to invite you to do in this workshop or in this masterclass is to learn how to ask for more love, abundance, freedom, and also Learn how to be ready to receive it, to expect it, and to receive it. We've actually lost touch with our ability to receive. The other thing I want to invite you to do is to have the courage to make decisions that feel right to you, even if they are against the grain. Can you imagine being able to just stand in your power instead of like waiting for someone to give you permission to make a decision? You say, I just know this is what's right for me, and I don't need to make excuses, and I don't need to explain myself to anybody. I mean, maybe you have to explain why you made your decision to important people in your life, but you do not need to overly explain. And the feeling of just being like, I don't care if this is how everyone else does it. This is how I'm going to do it. Having the courage to do that. And then finally, what I talked to you about a lot right at the beginning, which is showing your kids what's possible through your example. If you're a mom, the most powerful way you can show your kids what's possible is by leading the way. So I invite you to join me for your next era, a 3-day free virtual masterclass on Zoom, where we will be painting a beautiful picture for your next era. Before I share more, I wanted to share with you a little bit more about my personal revolution. So many of you know, and I shared at the beginning of this podcast as well, that when I was 30 and pretty fairly newly married, my husband became suddenly and mysteriously very ill. And at the time, we were living our dream life in San Francisco. I was working for Gap Inc., and he was a medical device engineer working in Silicon Valley. And within moments, our life changed. He was in the ICU for 4 months. And when he was able to leave, he had a life permanent condition that needed to be managed and that was not solvable. And so we lived with the knowing that he wasn't going to live into his 70s or 80s or 90s or anything like that. And 8 years later, he passed away. And that was almost 10 years ago now. But the last 10 years have been an incredible journey of self-discovery, of healing, of studying and learning, and truly transforming my life. And in the last 7 years alone, I left a marriage that didn't serve me. So soon after, or a few years after my husband passed away, I got remarried and had my beautiful daughter. And that marriage was basically me walking into a situation where I had a lesson that I needed to learn. And some lessons we keep getting served up until we are ready to learn it. And that is what that marriage really taught me. So I left that marriage. I transitioned out of a 6-figure career that no longer aligned with my higher purpose. And it's funny because I was actually just on a call with a woman gearing up for this masterclass next week. And she was sharing, you know, I really like my job, but it's just that I feel that there's something more. And that was exactly how I felt. I really liked my job. I didn't hate my job. It wasn't an escape. It was more of a calling or of a pull towards something. I wasn't running away from something. I was running towards something. And that's an important distinction. I've also embraced some incredible friendships that nurture me like an ancient sisterhood. And what I mean is these friends, I haven't known my whole life. They don't live next door necessarily, but they get me and they see me and they believe in me and they fully believe in the path that I'm on. And we do this for each other. I can go to them when I'm at my lowest and always know that I will be held and not judged. And I do the same for them. I also welcomed a new, beautiful relationship into my life, one where I can be fully myself, one that feels very grounded and open and beautiful. I found a beautiful home for my daughter and I. So after her dad and I split up, I needed to find a new home. And I was very intentional about wanting to find a nest for the two of us that felt like our own little idyllic hideaway. And I did find that. And in the last couple of years, after having a very typical perimenopause, but a frozen shoulder episode, I really recommitted to my health and wellness this time for life. And I have seen how not only physically I look different, but I feel different. And of course, this is an ongoing practice, but truly, you know, the last 7 years, I have welcomed in all of these things. And what I have really come to learn through working with hundreds of women over the years is that this is possible for all of this, for all of us, and it's possible for you. And I believe we all deserve to live the lives of our dreams. And as you know, I am on a mission for you to step fully into all you are. So this masterclass is an opportunity to connect with me and to let me guide you and hold your hand as we define your next era. I would love for you to come join me. You know, as you're listening to this, you may have some doubts or some questions or some niggly thoughts that come up and get in the way. Maybe you're not sure where to begin, right? Maybe you're just like, okay, but you know, things are okay as they are, and I don't really know where to start. Or maybe it feels like the hurdles between you and your dreams are way too big to work around. Maybe it feels like there's just too much in the way, and now is not the time. Or maybe you find yourself saying, one day I'll have time to pay attention to this. Or maybe you're waiting for a sign, right? Like that moment where somebody calls you forward and says, all right, it's your turn. Maybe you're waiting for everyone else to be in a good place. You know, as women, we take care of everyone. We take care of our kids and our partners and our parents and even our teams at work. And we put off our own dreams. And finally, maybe you're worried you've already waited too long. You're like, oh, if I was 30, I might have switched careers. I might have tried doing this, but now it's too late. If that sounds like you, let me just say this. You are not benefiting anyone by waiting, hiding, and playing small. Not only are you not serving yourself, your higher self, your inner goddess, who is just waiting for you to step into all you are, but you're also holding your gifts back from everyone around you. You're holding them back from your family, who would just be amazed at how you show up in the world when you are committed to your dreams and to your vision. So I just want to remind you that life is just way too short and too precious to not live it on your terms. And in the end, yes, we play a lot of roles as women, but this is your life, right? When we fast forward to the very end, you go out alone. It's your life. And so I want to invite you to feel the urgency of that and to step into all you are. I would love to see you next week. Join me for your next era, the masterclass that I'm hosting from September 30th, Monday at noon Eastern, through to Friday, October 4th. Now, who should attend this masterclass? So as I've shared before, and I know that most of you listening are likely a woman who is over age 35, and I'm going to go through a list, and I want you to put your hand up as you're listening to the lines that resonate with you. There may be one, there may be many, it may be all. So if you are a woman who is over age 35 and you're experiencing or anticipating significant life changes, maybe it's a relationship change, maybe it's a career change, maybe it's a location change, maybe your kids are moving out, maybe your parents are aging and you are needing to support them, that would speak to you. Maybe you feel a big shift coming, whether it's personally, professionally, or even spiritually. You can feel yourself changing. You can feel yourself awakening and evolving. Maybe you're dreaming of doing something that feels more meaningful, but you also feel anxiety about the thought of leaving your current career. I get that. Maybe you are feeling that you are meant for more, but are unsure of how to step towards it. It could be that your relationship no longer feels aligned. You know, I often say that this disruption, that this feeling of disruption that can happen in our mid-30s and up, it can sometimes feel like an internal disruption, right? Like everything is as it should be around us or as we think it should be, but we're the ones who don't feel aligned anymore with our external life. Other times it shows up in our external life, like in our relationship or in our work. And it's basically reflecting something that is going on from within. Maybe you feel like your life doesn't really fit the person you're becoming. It's a bit of a shedding, right? You're shedding who you were and you want to embrace something new, but that feels uncomfortable. And finally, maybe you feel this calling to take your life to the next level, showing up in a bolder way, being more yourself, making bigger decisions that, again, are against the grain. But there's those fearful thoughts, right, of breaking out of the matrix, and what that means is holding you back. I just want to remind you, if you're listening to this, and if you are in your 40s or in your 50s or even in your 60s or beyond, it is never too late to live out your vision. We've all heard those statistics of famous women who have really started their careers in their 40s and above. So the founder of Potpourri, Susie Battis. So, or is it Potpourri? I think it's Potpourri. I can't believe I just said that on my podcast. She started that business at 41 after being bankrupt multiple times, and her business is now worth $215 million. Vera Wang designed her first dress at age 40. Martha Stewart, icon, first cookbook was published when she was 41. She truly just began her career. Even Toni Morrison, the beautiful writer, wrote her novel at 40, first novel at 40. And then, of course, there's the epic story of Julia Child, who launched her career as a celebrity chef well into her 50s. The truth is, if those women had stayed where they were, if they'd stayed in their lane, if they hadn't stepped forward into what they were being called to do, none of those magical, beautiful things would have happened, and we wouldn't have been able to benefit from them either. No Potpourri if Susie Battis hadn't stepped forward and tried again. So I want to remind you that the universe is waiting for you to make your move. The universe is waiting for your magic. There is a dream career waiting for you to step into it. There is a fulfilling relationship waiting for you to claim it. There is a business idea potentially waiting for you to create it. And all around you, people who know you and who don't know you yet are waiting for you to express your greatest gifts. All right, my beautiful women, you've poured into everyone else and now it's your turn. Your next era is waiting. And I am inviting you and maybe even challenging you to say yes to yourself right now and choose it. So the masterclass begins on Monday, September 30th. In the first day, noon Eastern, we will be on Zoom and we will be focused on envisioning your next era. This is where we give ourselves permission to want what we want and we shine a light on the dreams that you've put aside or not acknowledged, and we're going to start putting together a plan to bring them to life. Then on Tuesday, October 1st at noon, we are going to make some quantum leaps towards our goal. So as I was sharing, the universe needs a signal that you're ready for your next level. On this day, we are going to identify what that move is for you. What is that bold move? And we are going to challenge each other to make that bold move that is right in front of us. On Wednesday, October 2nd, I'm going to walk you through 7 critical keys to changing any aspect of your life. as a woman over 35. We are in a unique position. We have incredible wisdom and experience to build on, but we don't want to create from our past. We want to create from our future. And that is what I'm going to guide you through on Wednesday, October 2nd. We take a break on Thursday, October 3rd. And on Friday, October 4th, I'm going to be hosting a mentorship Q&A session. So if you sign up for the workshop, I'm going to be sending you a note asking you if you would like to put up your hand and be mentored live on one of the calls. And we'll be doing that on the Friday. No matter where your journey has taken you until now, it's not too late to create a soul-fulfilling life while defining success on your terms. I want this for you. All right, my beautiful women. I am excited to see you next Monday, September 30th, as we kick off your next era together, as we paint this beautiful, vivid vision of your future, and as you start to take steps next week towards it and start creating that momentum towards your dreams. I'm so excited to see you next week. If you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me on Instagram. You can just DM me at Kena, K-E-N-A underscore all you are. You can also reach out to me via my website, which is also in the show notes. And I will see you next week on Zoom. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.